We had a lot of rain this morning. Come to think of it, we had approximately an inch, according to my mother. She said that it was going to be very tough to play this afternoon because I know this Nakusa field usually holds water pretty well, but thankfully they are able to get this game in, and we will be bringing you that action in just a little bit as Nakusa's being introduced. Their starting lineup, and their lineup will go as follows. Sophia Gopp leads things off, followed by Michaela Andrews. Then it would be Aubrey Borboom playing in the outfield. Montana Rowe is there as the designated player. Ashlyn Garza will be behind the plate. Alexa Borboom will be playing second. Danny Smith will be in first. Jackie Bedell will be pitching, looking through the line. Then, of course, rounding things out is Mackenzie Woodard. Coaches today for the Papermakers are Tim and Bailey Rusheski, and assisted by Mr. Todd Borboom. So we're going to step out here for a minute as we take care of the national anthem. So just keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
On May 18th, visit the Fallback at 9031 County Road WW in Wisconsin Rapids for an event like no other that will benefit a local family in need. Together for Heather is a community organized and supported event for the family of Heather Smith. Heather, a kindergarten teacher and mother, has been fighting breast cancer since April of 2021 and went into remission after chemo during December of 2023. All proceeds will be used to help support her young family and loved ones. The event will feature live music, kids' games, raffles, and so much more. Entertainment kicks off at 11 a.m. and will be ongoing until 8 p.m. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
WIRI Nakusa.
Welcome back, as we are just moments away from the first pitch into this Division 4 WIAA regional quarterfinal between the Nakusa Papermakers and the Neillsville-Granton Warriors. In the circle today will be Jackie Bedell, as she will be looking to anchor. She'll be working to anchor, I should say, a kind of rejuvenated Papermaker pitching staff, as they have had some moments of ups and downs throughout the season, like most teams do. But they've made a few changes here and there about their pitching rotation, their pitching staff, and they seem to be going at a little bit stronger pace, if we want to go that way about it. But either way, we're just moments away from first pitch as Emerson Ormond takes the batter's box to lead off Neillsville. And there we go. First pitch, that is a strike on the way to Orman. So Jackie Bedell, she is up 0-1 in the count. One strike, no balls. Pitch on the way, and that's just lined just right out of the infield. Just a little blooper there. So she gets a leadoff walk to start things off for the Warriors. Next up for the Warriors, it's third baseman number six, Shyla Walk. As first pitch, she falls back into the fence in front of the Warriors dugout, so no one flinched on that one, so good reflexes and just being confident in the safety features here at the ballpark. And the runner goes from first. Throw is off the mark there by Ashlyn Garza for the Papermakers, but no extra bases are allowed. So that just moves up the runner on an 0-2 count. Pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss, and down goes Walk for the first out of the inning for Nielsville Grant. Clarissa Canfield comes up. Next for Nielsville. As there's a runner on second base, one out in the inning, no score here. And there's a liner just outside the reach of the pitcher. Shortstop ranges over, just can't make a clean play, so that'll go down as an infield hit. It just maybe ticked right off the glove there of the pitcher. Not much you can do when it just tips right off of there, and then it just dies in the infield. So going to go ahead and call that one a hit. As next up is number five for the Warriors, Michaela Johansson. Runner goes from first, trying to get the Nakusa Papermakers to bite into a double steal, but either way, that first pitch is a strike. Michaela Johansson. There's a big foul and hit someone's car. Could hear that over the headphones and the groan of the crowd, so hopefully the insurance is up to date. That's one of the dangers of playing here at Nakusa. That parking lot's awful close. Another pitch on the way. That's low and inside. That is a ball. So the count goes 1-2. Runners on third and second. One out in the inning. Or excuse me, that should be a 1-1 count. It hadn't updated things. This pitch, that's in there, called strike. This count goes 2-2. They're having discrepancy in the count, and they actually call her out on that strike. So that's second out of the inning. Nakusa playing with fire here a little bit, as they might be able to get out of it. Next up, Sydney Subke. She stands in there, swinging a miss on that first pitch offering by Bedell. And steps Bedell, winds up, pitch. That's going to be high and away. Garza able to catch that. No runners advance, but if one was to advance, it'd be to home. And don't want to see that if you're cheering for the Papermakers this afternoon. Pitch in. That's another one. That's foul back to the screen. So the count goes 1-2 in favor of Bedell. One more strike or play on the infield. Nakusa gets out of this inning. Wind up, pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and down goes Subke. And that is your top half of the first inning. In that inning, there's no runs, two hits, no errors, and then two on as we completed first half inning of play. Keep listening here at 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? we pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Black tape by my baby. You know she come around.
Back here to start the the bottom of the first inning here in Nakusa High School, as Nakusa is getting ready to take their first at-bats in this WIAA Division IV regional quarterfinal. Leading things off for the Papermakers is Sophia Gopp, as she steps into the batter's box and awaits the first offering by Emerson Ormond. Pitch in there, and that's able to be slapped right down there in the infield. Throw is in time, but the catch is not made, as Gopp legs that one out to lead things off here for the Papermakers with a lead off, error on that, as the ball was there. It was in time. Just catch cannot be made. Next up, Michaela Andrews, one of the seniors on the team, as she steps into the batter's box. Pitch is on the way, offers a bunt, pulls back on the ball. Runner advances on a stolen base by Gopp. So Papermakers already in business on a 1-0 count to Andrews, with Gopp on second base. Pitch in there, big swing, and that's going to go foul. That was out of here in a hurry. As one thing keep in mind coming into this game is Nakusa can swing a very big bat. They can score a lot of runs, and they've already shown that this year against Neillsville, winning the first game 17-4. But that was over 2 months ago. You never know what can happen after that. As Andrews gets under this one, and just calmly pops up to the shortstop for the first out. That brings up the shortstop, Aubrey Borboom. She steps into the batter's box and waits the offering. Pitch on the way, and that is a called strike there to Borboom. It was right down the middle, as she gets situated and used to how this pitcher delivers the ball. Because, I mean, if this was the same pitcher, I'd have to double check. It's been a while since she's seen her. There's a big swing, and that pops things up, giving a little bit of trouble in the infield. As second baseman makes a catch, shortstop makes a little bit of contact. Lucky that ball didn't get jarred loose, but either way, Nakusa quickly down to their second out in the inning. That brings up Montana Rowe. Designated player, she's another one that can bring a big bat, as she's had quite a few home runs this season, quite a few RBIs go with it. As first pitch in there, strike. I know she had a very good summer in American Legion softball for Nakusa. She steps in there, down to the count, 0-1. Nothing, bottom of the first inning, two outs for Nakusa. Pitch way high, so count evens up, 1-1. Rose steps back in there. And a pitch, another way high, and throw down to third, as Gopp was thinking about stealing third. The catcher made a good throw to third. Barely get back in there by a half step in the second base. Kusa looking to strike first here. 2-1 count to Rowe, two outs. Runner on second. And she, big swing and a miss there for Rowe. Fooled her. She knows that she's stepping out of the batter's box, laughing at it a little bit. She knew what she did. She's hoping to connect as the count is evened up at 2-2. Pitch on the way. And she hits that one high and deep. It's rangy back center fielder, gets caught up. Catch is made just shy of the fence. And that is your third out of the inning. Nakusa goes down 1-2-3-4 after a leadoff. After an error. No runs, no hits, one error, and then one left. As we played one inning already, Nakusa and Neillsville Granton are tied up 0-0. Keep listening on 105. 98.5 WIRI.
Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Top of the second inning coming to you as lead off for Nielsville's Mackenzie Barth. His first pitch, she fouls back into the fence. Barth, she will be then followed by Danny. Double check here, that's Danny Boback. His second pitch in there, that's a ball. Third one in there, that's going to be a little as well, so the count moves to 1-2. Or, 2-1, excuse me. Two balls, one strike. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss there for Barth. We got a 2-2 count coming up. Payoff pitch coming here, potentially. No score here, top of the second inning. Pitch on the way, and that is a called strike there. Inside corner. Down goes Barth, and up comes Boback. She'll be followed by Mandy Dix. Designated player here for Bedell. Pitch. It's going to be low and inside, ball one. Pitch on the way, and that's hit way out to center field. Ranging over is Gopp, and Gopp makes the catch. So there is your second out of the inning. Loud out. Second out of the inning there, and up next is Mandy Dix. She comes in, still in the scoreless game, two down, trying to get something going for Nielsville. Big swing and a miss on that play. Another pitch in there, and that's another strike. As up in the count, 2-2 is Bedell. Who's trying to throw up another zero on that scoreboard. As that pitch comes in, that's going to be high on a riser, and that count goes 1-2. First ball of this at bat. It's been a really quick inning here so far for the Papermakers, as they're hoping to blow through them and then get some bats going in the bottom half of the inning. There's another pitch in there, and that one's low, and that's a ball. So count moves even at 2-2. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on Wiscountry, as there's a grounder hit to Alexa Borboom, and that's over to Danny Smith for your third out of the inning. If you're scoring at home, that's a 4-3. And there's no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Going to the bottom of the second here, coming up. Keep listening on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning coming up here for the Nakusa Papermakers. And that's going to be let off by catcher Ashlyn Garza. Second up will be Alexis Borboom, and then followed by Danny Smith. First pitch on the way by Orman, and that's going to be called strike. As not a lot of velocity on that one, but that one caught the zone. No question about it. Steps out Garza as she waits second offering. That is there, and that is foul just on the outside of the third base. Wasn't fouled by much. Either way you slice it. 5 p.m. start, not too bad. As we're moving through the bottom of the second inning, Orman, she gets ready for the off. This throw, and it'll be a little short of the mark as it bounces in there. So there's balls. The count goes 1-2 on Garza. Again, can't say enough. Thanks for joining us tonight here on Wiscountry. Pitch in there, that's high, so count levels up at 2-2. We've got all kinds of fun things we can talk about today as Packer schedule came out. I'm not sure who decided on that one, but I'm not too sure how much I like it. As count goes full, just starting out 0-2, it's level up, 3-2 coming up. As big swing and a miss, kind of a tomahawk chop at it, and it flies out to center, and a bobbling catch, but it's a catch nonetheless as Garza flies out to center. Alexa Borboom comes up as she steps in the batter's box, another one of the seniors on the team. Comes up, ball bounces in there for first pitch ball. Still scoreless here, bottom of the second inning. As there's a pitch in there, and that's a strike. So count moves 1-1. Little cloud cover comes in. And there is a hit, and that's hit opposite field, and that'll get out of the infield as there will be a one-out single for Alexa Borboom. Now first baseman, Danny Smith, she's another senior on the team. She comes up and looking to move the runners. She stands in the right-handed batter's box. And waits a pitch, and that's going to be high, so first pitch ball. So 1-0 count on Smith. Pitch on the way, thought about a bunt, pulled back, that's called strike. As we level up the count at 1-1. Pitch on the way. That's called strike as well. Smith not a fan of that call. Thought it was a little inside. But doesn't matter what she thinks. Thinks all that matters is what the home plate umpire believes, and that's Cal Takas today. Pitch on the way. And that is just foul on the third base side. Straighten that out just a little bit, and she's probably got extra bases. Defense was not in a position to do much about that one. So we move ahead. 1-2 count. Smith hanging in there. As Ormond rocks. She fires. And that's a foul tip into the screen. So we live to see another pitch here for Smith. Pitch way high. Boerboom goes. Throw was in time but short, so that goes down as a stolen base for Alexa Boerboom. Foreman fires. And that's going to be another ball there for her, and that will load up the count, 3-2. Papermakers hoping to get two on with one out. This next pitch, we'll see what happens as far as that goes. And it's on the way, and that fires. Smith skies it to the outfield. Gets all the way almost to the fence over there and left, but to no avail as the outfielder was there. So that's your second out of the inning. Sending it up, Jackie Bedell. Pitch on the way, and that is a hit, and that's driven to the outfield. And it's not, it's off the glove of the left fielder. She picks it up. Run scores around from second. So Nakusa takes a 1-0 lead. RBI single there, or double, I should say, by Jackie Bedell. That scores Alexa Boerboom. So Nakusa strikes first with two outs, setting things up as we move around. There's going to be a courtesy runner. Let's double check the roster to make sure I get everything right. For the courtesy runner, Mackenzie Woodard at the plate, and she hits one, just drops in front of the left fielder. Throw comes into the infield and scoring for the Papermakers. Is that courtesy runner, Lily Rhodes? And Nakusa already up 2-0. And that turns over the order for leadoff batter, Sophia Gopp. Gopp, she reached in that first inning as the runner goes from first. It's another stolen base there for the Papermakers. As we'll look up officially what that first play was. I personally thought it was an error that she reached on. But as we've said time and time before, it doesn't matter what I think. As pitches in there, and after a first pitch strike, it was low for a ball. But they are calling that a single in the first inning. So she's already one for one on the day. Gopp gets ready. And she hits that one foul. As count is 1-2 to go runner on second. So Papermakers really wanting to strike. Score a few more runs here in the spot on the second inning. Again, 2-0 lead for Nakusa. They are the 8 seed, so they're holding serve to this point. Pitch on the way, that's high, and that will move the count even at 2-2. Pitch on the way, and that is popped up in the infield. Just a nice little easy catch there for the third baseman. And that is your third out, but not before the Papermakers get some work done. Two runs. No errors and one left. So we're through two here in Nakusa High School with Nakusa holding a 2-0 lead. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Top of the third inning coming our way as Nkusa leads Neasel Granton 2-0. As Skylar Pierce steps to lead things off for the Warriors. First pitch in there, and that's a big strike as already up ahead in the count is Jackie Bedell. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be high and outside. So the count evens up at 2-2, or 1-1, excuse me. Pitch on the way, and that is a called strike, so count goes to 1-2. As we trudge right through this game. And there is a swing and a miss on strike three, as there's already one down in the inning for the Warriors. Now, top of the order coming our way, Emerson Ormond. She's 1-for-1 in the game. Just a single. First pitch in there. That's a swing and a miss. That's a strike. As we inch closer to... Well, it's already 5:30 as we're moving right along in this contest. Pitch on the way. Fires up. And that's going to be high. So the count evens up 1-1. WIAA baseball brackets are slowly being announced. This is pitch. That's going to be a little call low. As I know this afternoon, the divisions 2 through 4. Because there's only 4 divisions of baseball. Pitch up, and that's fouled out of play. As seen if the WIAA finally decided to update their brackets, but I know they're going on this afternoon. Pitch. That's going to be just outside and count goes full on Ormond. Sun's starting to peek back out in the field of play. And there is a called strike. 3 as down goes Ormond for the second out. Shiloh Waugh comes up and she struck out in the first inning. She's 0-for-1 in the game. Bedell, very solid outing so far. There's a pitch, going to be low, and that's going to be a ball. Rock fired by Bedell, and that's fouled out of play. Harmlessly lands in the parking lot. Pitch, that's going to be low and inside, so count goes 1-1. As we peek through the fence here, and there's a called strike. So the count goes 1-2 on walk. And she's on the verge of a strikeout, not a walk. As peeking through the pages of this WIAA website, and there is... a ball. That was close, but it's full count coming our way. There's nothing yet on the WIA site. Doesn't quite matter. There was a swing and a miss on that full count. And down go the Warriors. They struggle with no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Through 2.5, Nkusa leads 2-0 over Neillsville as we move right along, so keep listening here to 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visit wisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
With painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Always one of my favorite songs to hear at an 80s party there. I love some Jeopardy. Actually, a really good parody by Weird Al, as I lost on Jeopardy. Give that one a listen. Same song, just different words. Key with Weird Al there is start the bottom of the third inning. Could be 2-3-4 hitters for Nakusa. Led off by Michaela Andrews. She popped up to the third baseman in the first inning. She's 0-1. Nakusa already up 2-0, so things going their way to this point. First pitch rolled in there. Second pitch does the same. So Andrews up 2-0 in the count. Again, mentioned that Packers schedule. I tend to think the Packers had a meeting with the local deer population representatives and said, hey, let's try to keep Mike Comer out of the woods after the season he had last year. They got a home game against the 49ers on opening day, and just 4 days later on Thanksgiving night, they have another home game, so I know where I'll be both those days. As that count, that goes 3-1 on Andrews. Very odd ending to the schedule there for Packers, but we'll get there. As pitch comes in there, and that's hit high. Left fielder ranging in, and on a sprint, she makes a catch. There's her first out of the inning. Fly out to left field for Andrews. Next up is Aubrey Borboom. She's 0-1 as she flew out to second last inning, or in the first inning. Last at bat. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be high as Borboom. Not going to swing at that one. I don't blame her. I wouldn't. Well, I might have. I'm not much of a softball player or baseball for that matter. A 1-0 count. This one's on the way. Same spot, so it's going to be a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way, and that bounces in there, so there's going to be a 3-0 count coming to Borboom. Nakusa not making things easy on Nielsville to this point. And there's going to be a called strike, so count goes a little bit more fair to 3-2. Full up now with one out coming to Borboom. Pitch on the way, and that's high. And that will be a walk coming to Aubrey Borboom. So Nakusa's still alive here. One out in the inning. Runner on first, leading 2-0 with Montana Rowe coming up to the plate. Rowe, she flew out to center field. That was the wind wasn't blowing during that moment. I think that ball is out of here personally, but he's got another chance right here to make good on it, and there is a called strike on that one as Borboom thinks about stealing second and thinks better of it. Orman gets ready, delivers, and there is a laser shot hit fair just out of the infield as Nakusa, they got something brewing here. They got two on, one down, and upstepping is Ashlyn Garza. Garza, she's 0-1 of the game, flew out to center in that second inning. As designated player coming in for a flex.
Next runner for Nakusa at first base is number 29, Lexi Trickle.
Courtesy running there for Rowe. Makes sense. as Garza awaits a pitch, and that bounces in there. As it's already a 1-0 count. Kusa looking for some more crooked numbers coming up. And that one's going to be high. Catcher drops the ball. Runner breaks for third from second. Safe and in there. So that I'm going to call that one a pass ball. It had, I mean, it was a little off the mark. Catcher had it in the glove and popped out of there. So pass ball moves Aubrey Borboom to third. Runner Lexi Trickle, she stayed at first. 2-0 count coming to Garza. Up next is Alexa Borboom, followed by Danny Smith, if we get to that point. As there's a called strike as the runner takes second, so Trickle stolen base. So runners in scoring position for the Papermakers here in the bottom third inning. 2-1 count to Ashland Garza. 2-0 lead. Nakusa, benefit of that, pitches inside, and that count goes 3-1. And Nakusa, they're on the verge of potentially loading the bases here with one out. As there is a hit, and it's just a little bit of a blooper there to short for your second out. As still got another batter to go before potentially loading those bases. Alexa Borboom, she steps up into the batter's box. She had a single, the stolen base, and scored a run in the second inning as she hits one just foul. And when we reload, she's down the count 0-1. Rocks fired by Orman. That's going to be way high. So the count levels up at 1-1. It's kind of weird, getting back to that schedule, it's kind of weird. The gold package there, that used to be the Milwaukee games that they'd play, and all three games that they get this year. As there is a hit, and that's popped up in the infield. Second baseman running in, and that is caught. So for your third out of the inning, there's no runs, no hit, or one hit, no errors, and two stranded. We're through three here in Nakusa. Nakusa leading Neillsville Granton 2-0. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose. Some play to inspire others. And some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clarissa Kenfield steps up for the Warriors, and that first pitch is in there, and that is a ball. As Nakusa holding on to a 2-0 lead. I didn't think this game was going to be a 17-4 blowout like it was in the first meeting of the year. But then again, you know, throughout the course of the season, both teams are supposed to be getting better. And to this point, Neillsville definitely has. This pitch up there high, 2-0 count. There's another one coming, and that's fouled and bounces off the screen and into the Warriors' dugout. Along the ground, no one hurt, thankfully, and count moves to 2-1. Pitch in there, and that's called strike, so count levels up at 2-2. So it was saying, it's kind of weird that the Gold package, the old Milwaukee ticket holders. They get the Bears, the Lions, and the Vikings this season as there's an infield hit for Canfield. Hit sharply along the ground to the shortstop. Makes the stop, throws, but just not in time. So Warriors are up with a runner on. Nobody out. Up to the plate steps Michaela Johansson as Canfield, she steals second, throw is on the mark, but the catch can't be made, and bounces into the outfield, and that's going to be an E6 on that, because that throw was there. It wasn't even really the shortstop's ball to get, but she went for it and bounced into the outfield. So now it's an 0-2 count sitting there to Johansson. And there's a called strike three. So one out, runner on third for the Papermakers as they're looking to limit any damage as Sydney Supke, shortstop, comes up as she bunts. And it goes foul. Nakusa did the right thing and letting it roll foul. It was popped up there. Kind of wondered if someone could have gotten there, made the catch, but it was popped up in just about the right spot to where no one could. So too much spin on it. And Bedell, she throws in, swing and a miss to Supke. But second week, home game, first home game for the Packers against Colts. I'll be there. It'll be a good one. His pitch is high and inside, so count levels to 1-2. So the first game, obviously, in Brazil, that'll be a fun one. His foul out of play into the parking lot, rolling, bouncing around. I think it hit a car. Yep, it did. Bounce back the other way. Young lady running off for it. And we sit 2-2, one out, runner on third, and there's what pitch, just hit right along the ground to short, in time to first, but not before the run scores, and RBI goes 6-3 for the second out, so Nielsville gets on the board, but now it's Mackenzie Barth, as she's 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout in the second inning, no one on for her, as first pitch pops up. Shortstop ranging over, and Aubrey Borboom makes a catch for your third out. Nakusa gets out of the situation, but not without a run. One run, one hit, one error, nobody left. We're through 3.5. Nakusa leading Nielsville 2-1.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Niners coming up for Nakusa in the bottom of the fourth inning, holding on to a 2-1 lead over Nielsville Granton in this WIAA Division 4 regional quarterfinal. In the second inning, in her first at bat, Danny Smith, she flew out to left. She's 0-for-1 in the game. She steps into the batter's box. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be called strike. Yeah, there's a nice little stretch in there for that schedule that the Texans and Arizona Cardinals come to town. Those are going to be two nice games. This pitch swung on and skied, just stays there in the infield, but flies out to shortstop. So there's your first out of the inning with Jackie Bell coming up. She's 0-for-1 of the game, or 0 for, no at-bats technically. She walked there, I believe, in that. No, she had a single, so she's 1-for-1. Can't read my own writing. Has an RBI, scored a run as she gets another hit as she gets that out of the infield on the left side. So she's here 2-for-2, and she's on with one out, setting the stage for 9-hitter Mackenzie Woodard. Woodard, she's got a single and an RBI and stolen base in the game to this point. Courtesy runner. Lily Rhodes comes back in. Left fielder comes up. Mackenzie Woodard. There's a bunt. And that just pops right on up. Catcher gets it. And there's your double play ball. As that'll go as an F2-2-3 to a double play. As there is no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. And we're four down already as we hold on to a 2-1 lead for Nakusa as we keep chugging along in this playoff game. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, Nakusa leading 2-1 as 7-8-9 hitters coming up for the Warriors of Neillsville Granton. And that's Danny Bobak as she's 0-for-1 of the game, flew out to center in the second inning as she's already down to the count 0-2, two pitches in there for strikes. Thank you to everybody listening tonight. Thanks for joining me here at Nakusa High School. You're not here, but I am. As that's a sky high out to center field. First out of the inning. Another F8 for Bobak. First out. Coming up next is Mandy Dex as she grounded out 4-3, second to first in the second inning. Stands in the batter's box. Fire from the pitcher. Foul back into the screen. Again, thanks for everybody joining me, my friends and family that are listening. At least I hope they are. If they don't, if they're not, well, that's kind of par for the course. They don't get listened to too much. But I suppose if it was worthwhile listening to, they would. I hope it is now. So first pitch in there, and that is a strike. As Bedell keeping up her quick pace of the game. There's a hit. Foul along first base side, opposite field hit for or contact, I should say. This wind coming in from left to right. Hopefully we can keep this game moving before the mosquitoes come out. They're getting pretty bad. Pitch inside, so that moves to a 1-2 count. Last night I went out to get some ice cream with a girlfriend who went to one of the local establishments in this area for ice cream. And there's foul back into the screen. Count stays 1-2. And If it wasn't for her, I would have been picked up and carried away by mosquitoes. They were just swarming. So thank you very much, Carrie, for that. And there's another pitch there. That's going to be back to the backstop, and we got a level count at 2-2. So it would make sense. You know, as those many of you know, as mosquitoes, they the ones that bite you, the female ones. So, of course, that would stand to reason that the females wouldn't leave me alone. As I know if Carrie's listening, she's just laughing, saying, yeah, right. As the count goes full, and that is ball four. So Dix, she gets a walk with one out, setting things up for Shaylin Pierce, who is 0 for 1 of the game with a strikeout. It's a fake bunt offering as the runner goes second to short, and she is out. She is caught. A dart delivered by Garza to Aubrey Borboom in time, and there is a caught stealing, the CS 2-6 if you're scoring at home. That is your second out of the inning. And Shaylin Pierce, she's all up in the count 1-0, 2-0 now, but little less to worry about with no one on the bases. And there is a little bloop single hit, kind of the right center field gap, I guess would be the way to call it. And so there's your two-out single there for Pierce, turning things over for Emerson Ormond, who's 1 for 2 with a single and a strikeout. Again, that, I guess the girlfriend was listening. She said that the ice cream was delicious. There's a big sky-high pop coming out to second field or second base. And just out of the infield is Alexa Borboom with the catch for an F4 and third out. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We're through 4.5 here at Nacoosa High School. Nacoosa holding on to a 1-0 lead. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wisc Country Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back here in Nacoosa High School, bottom of the fifth inning, Nacoosa holding on to a 2-1 lead. Top of the order coming up for the Papermakers would be Sophia Gaup, Kayla Andrews, and Aubrey Borboom. As Gaup, she's 1 for 2 with a leadoff single to start the game, and then flew out to third in her second at bat. As pitch comes in, that rolls in there for a 1-0 count. Let's see a couple friends here today, so that's always good. Get to talk to Athletic Director Paul Hahn. He's always very able to help. Set me up with a nice table here. A little out of the wind. There's a pitch in there. That's called strike. We just, like I say, keep chugging along in this game. It's pretty electrifying in that second inning when Nacoosa got those two runs. So far, nothing after that is 1-1 count to Gaup. That's going to be a 2-1 count now to Gaup. Speaking of electrifying, Econ Electric, been in business since 1970. I always say it, if you don't do good work, you're not going to be in business that long. They are Number one, if you want someone for industrial, residential, commercial, electrical, contracting services, give them a call, Econ Electric.